Our scripture reading for today comes from Paul's letter to the church at Galatia, chapter 3, verses 25 through 29. Hear the word of the Lord. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. God add his blessing to this reading and our hearing of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up. And may what is said, heard, and understood this day be pleasing to you. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. When I was growing up, in the desk drawer of my father's desk, there was a little label maker. And it was a wheel that had letters and numbers and punctuation on it. And you'd turn it and you'd press it and the letter would push through the label and the letter would be there. And I absolutely had a fascination with this. And many times my father had to tell me, stop doing that. Because I love to make labels and put it on stuff. Today, we love our labels. We love to take and label people. We love to label a black man, a silver-haired grandma, a lovely, lovely lady, and her so-so husband. We love to label Glenn as a retired minister, and even better, a retired Methodist minister. And Jane as a retired minister's wife, and again, better yet, a retired Methodist minister's wife. And we could go on and on, labeling somebody old, somebody wrinkled. We just love to put people in little boxes with labels. Now, to a certain extent, yeah, all of these are true. Spencer is indeed a black man. Janice is indeed a silver-haired grandmother. I can tell she's going to get me after service today. All of these labels are indeed true. The problem starts happening when the label becomes more important, more relevant to us. More special, important, if you will, than the person. Because once those labels become more important to us, unfortunately, a lot of times there are stereotypes that go with some of these labels. And these invoke behaviors and feelings that are just not right. If you think in recent history, how we have treated people of color, we have treated foreigners. It's just not right. If you think today, how we label some people, and with that label we place hatred, disagreement, wrongness on those people. And we start saying and doing things that we think are correct. And sometimes that we actually try to take and justify with scripture. That is just not there. I'm on an app called TikTok, which is short little videos that people put up. And I have a lot of religious themed things that come up. And I am sad to say that there are some clips of preachers saying some things that are just not in the Bible. And I asked a question on one of these. I have a TikTok friend who is a Lutheran minister up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I asked a somewhat rhetorical question. Why do preachers preach hate from the pulpits? Not expecting to get an answer back, but he did answer me, and I want to share part of that with you. He said he thinks that the reason why a lot of preachers are up there preaching hate from the pulpit is because it is easy. It is so easy to hate something and to voice that hatred against someone whose skin is different, someone whose lifestyle is not in line with our understanding of the Bible. It is very easy. It'd be very easy for me to stand up here and start spewing a lot of hate. And he said the reason, this is easy, but what is hard is to love people. It's tough. They don't look like us. They don't talk like us. They talk with a Rhode Island accent. It's hard to love people. But guess what? That's what we're supposed to do. Paul, in this passage from Galatians, he is speaking, I think, specifically about the church in Galatia, and he is speaking about Christians in general. And he is saying that all of us that are in Christ are the same. There is no Greek. There is no Jew. There is no sinner, no saint. There is no male or female. All of the labels are tossed aside. And the only label that really is important is follower of Christ. Now, when I read this, yeah, I understood that. But what I also think that this is applicable to is us today. We live in a broken world where whether you turn on the news or you watch whatever, read whatever, it is all, there's a lot of hatred and finger pointing and trying to blame. Why is this happening? It's the Republicans. It's the Democrats. It's the fundamentalists. It's the Trump lovers. It's the Biden lovers. Again, we love the label. My friends, we as Christians are called to look past the labels. We are to look past the color of a person's skin. Look past what their political beliefs might be. Look past the lifestyles that they live and see the person. And whether that person believes or has confessed Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter. They are our neighbor. And we are to love and to care for them. Hatred is easy. Love is hard. But I think that in the end, we as followers of Christ need to rely on Jesus, push through, get past all of the labels, and love our neighbors, no matter who they are. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. There is no longer a black person, a yellow person, a red person, a brown person. There is no longer the Democrats or the Republicans or the Libertarians. There are no longer the Trumpers. There are no longer LGBT plus or hatred of LGBT plus. There are people that need love. That's the daily challenge for all of us, myself included. So, look past the labels. See the person. See the person that God has made, and love them. Amen.